Title: Field Recording Transitions from Scratch for Smoky Late Night Moods Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building drum and bass transition effects from one single field recording using only stock Ableton Live devices. The vibe is smoky, late night, neon wet streets. Think rain on concrete, train station air, a car interior hum, distant chatter. We're going to turn that real-world texture into risers, downlifters, whooshes, and a stop moment that makes the drop feel bigger. By the end, you'll have a tiny transition toolkit you can reuse in every project. And more importantly, you'll have a workflow that's fast. Grab a sound, clean it, shape it, automate it, and place it on the right bars so it feels intentional. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new audio track and name it Field Effects Source. Drag in your field recording. Before you touch any effects, do a quick listening pass and hunt for what I call eventful silence. Not the loud moments, not the door slams or sudden shouts. You want the steady texture with micro motion. Tiny metallic ticks, a distant car swell, light footsteps, little changes that feel alive. Those tiny movements become freed energy once we start filtering and adding space. Now a quick problem scan on headphones. Just 10 seconds of focused listening. If there's a constant whine, it's often in the 2 to 6K area. If you hear it now, we'll notch it early so your filter sweeps don't turn into harsh resonant pain later. Enable warp if it isn't already. Set warp mode to Complex Pro. That's great for ambience and stretching. Find a 2 to 4 second chunk that's steady and loop it. Then stretch it so it sits cleanly across one or two bars. Don't overthink it. We just want a stable loop to sculpt. Now we build our bass chain. This is your smoke machine chain. Put these devices on Field Effects Source in this order. First, EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. In drum and bass, your kick and sub need that real estate. Field recordings often have sneaky rumble that will fight the low end even if you don't hear it clearly at first. If you found that annoying whine earlier, this is where you notch it. Dip a bit around 2 to 4K, maybe -2 to -5 dB, with a medium tight Q. Next, saturator. This is where the smoky grit comes from. Turn on soft clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Keep it tasteful. If it starts sounding fizzy, back it off. A common beginner move is pushing saturation too hard before the reverb and echo. Then everything gets crunchy and fatiguing. Next, auto filter. Use a low-pass filter. This is the main movement maker. Set resonance around 10 to 25%. That little whistle is tension, but too much becomes squeal. We'll automate the frequency and maybe the resonance depending on the transition. Next, echo. Turn sync on. Try 1/8 note or 1/4 note time. 1/8 often feels more rolling and TNB friendly. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Use the built-in filters. High pass around 300, low pass around 6 to 10K so it stays dark. Push stereo a bit, like 120 to 160%. But don't rely on width alone to make it exciting. Next, reverb. This is the fog. Decay somewhere between 2.5 and 6 seconds to start. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 500. High cut 6 to 10K to keep it noir instead of shiny. Dry slash wet around 15 to 35% as a starting point. Finally, utility. This is for gain staging and width. Set the level so it sits under drums. As a ballpark, you might end up around -10 to -18 dB on this track. And here's a coaching note. Leave headroom on purpose. These effects get louder when you automate width, resonance, reverb, and saturation. While you're building, aim for peaks around -10 to -6 dB on the FX track, then trim later. Cool, that's our bass tone. Now we're going to turn it into four transitions. First up, the Tubar Smoky Riser. Duplicate the audio clip to a new audio track and name it Field Riser. Make the clip exactly 2 bars long. Go to Arrangement View so automation is easy. We're going to draw a few simple moves that stack up into something dramatic. Automate auto filter frequency. Start low, around 300 to 600 Hz. End high, around 8 to 12K. And here's the trick. Don't draw a straight line. Make it a gentle rise that gets steeper in the last half bar. That gives you that oh, here it comes feeling right before the drop. Automate resonance a little bit. Start around 10% and end around 25 to 35. If it starts whistling like a kettle, back off. Automate reverb dry slash wet. Start maybe 15 to 20%, end around 35 to 55. This adds lift without needing a pitch riser. Automate utility width. Start around 90 to 100%, end around 140 to 160. That widening is a classic the room opens up sensation. but check mono later, because super wide transitions can disappear or get weird when collapsed. Then automate track volume. Start lower, rise into the last half bar, and then hard cut right on the drop. That hard cut is the secret sauce in DNB. The silence, or near silence, makes the drop hit harder. Now add just a bit of slow shimmer movement. Insert auto pan before the reverb. Rate around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, so it's slow. Amount around 10 to 25%. Phase at 180 degrees for width. You're not trying to make it spin like a helicopter. You're just making the air move. Optional upgrade, if you want it more cinematic, try an inhale to exhale transition. In the first part of the two bars, actually close the filter a bit and narrow the width, like the room tightens. Then in the final stretch, open the filter, widen and increase reverb. It feels like breathing, and it reads very late night noir. All right, that's the riser. Next, the one bar noir downlifter. Duplicate your riser track to a new one called Feel Downlifter. Reverse the audio clip. Set the length to one bar to keep it punchy. Now automate auto filter frequency in the opposite direction. Start high, like 10 to 12k, and end low, like 400 to 800 Hz. Automate reverb dry slash wet to start a bit wetter, say 35%, and end drier, around 15%, so it feels like it collapses inward instead of blooming outward. Fade the utility, gain down in the last quarter bar to leave space for the next kick and sub moment. If you want extra weight without adding actual sub that fights your bass line, add corpus very subtly. Tune somewhere around 80 to 200 Hz, but keep your EQ and reverb low cuts doing their job. Mix it low, 5 to 15%. You should feel it more than hear it. That's your downlifter. Dark, classy, and useful at phrase ends. Third, the quick passing whoosh. Create a new track called Field Whoosh. Take a tiny slice of your original field recording, something like 100 to 300 milliseconds. Warp it and stretch it to half a bar. You can do a quarter bar if you want it snappier. Keep the chain simple. EQ 8 with a high pass around 250 Hz. Auto filter with a fast sweep up or down over that half bar. Echo on 1/16th or 1/8th with low feedback, like 15 to 25%. Then utility width. Widen briefly, then return. If you want grime and character, add grain delay before echo. Keep dry slash wet tiny, like 5 to 12%. Set frequency around 1 to 2k. Pitch plus or minus 12, but only in the wet signal. Random pitch low. This makes the whoosh feel like it's tearing slightly, which is very jungle friendly. Coaching move here, make call and response whooshes. Duplicate the whoosh. Make one travel left to right, and another right to left using pan automation or auto pan offset. Then alternate them every 4 or 8 bars. Suddenly your transitions feel designed, not random. Fourth, the transition stop. One beat that kills momentum for a split second. We'll do a beginner-friendly method. Reverb freeze plus cut. Grab a short field clip. Even the tail of your riser works. Put a reverb on it with a big tail. Decay 6 to 10 seconds. Dry slash wet 40 to 60%. Then automate it so that in the last tiny moment before the drop, like the last eighth note, you quickly raise dry slash wet and maybe decay. It's like the room inhales. Then hard mute the track exactly on the drop. That sudden removal of space creates a suction effect, and the drop lands like a punch. If you want a more aggressive broken tape vibe, you can add redux gently and close the filter fast down to around 300 to 600 Hz, then cut, but keep it subtle. Redux can turn your nice smoky texture into harsh digital debris fast. Now, arrangement. Because transitions aren't just sound design, they're storytelling. Here's a reliable rolling DNB layout. In bars 1 to 16, keep a sparse field noise bid, low passed and quiet. That's atmosphere, not a main character. Bars 15 to 16, place your 2-bar riser under a snare build or a little fill. Drop at bar 17. Hard cut the riser right on the impact. Then in the second phrase, maybe bars 33 to 48, add passing whooshes every 4 bars, not every bar. You want punctuation, not constant swooshing. At bar 48, use the downlifter into a breakdown. And later, like bar 64, use your stop moment right before a final drop. If you want an arrangement upgrade, add shadow transitions earlier. Tiny filtered swells at bars 8 and 12 at very low level. When the big riser hits at 16, it feels like the track has been hinting at it the whole time. Let's cover common mistakes quickly, so you don't waste an hour chasing problems. Mistake 1. Too much low end in the field recording. High pass early, always. Mistake 2. Over-widening. Wide risers are fun, but they can collapse in mono. Do a quick mono check by setting utility width to 0 occasionally. Mistake 3. Over reverb, long tails can smear your drop. Automate reverb down or cut tails with fades. A super pro move is to slightly pre-cut the tail one beat before the drop so the drop feels louder without actually turning it up. Mistake 4. No gain staging. Saturation plus reverb plus width can sneak you into clipping. Watch levels. Mistake 5. Random placement. DNB loves structure. Put your big gestures on 4, 8, and 16 bar landmarks. Now a pro tip that instantly makes these sit in a DNB mix. Sidechain your field effects to the drums. Add a compressor on your FX track. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick or your drum group. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient still speaks a bit. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds so it breathes with a groove. If your compressor has a sidechain filter, bias it so it responds more to the snare and kick snap than the low wash. The goal is simple. The ambience moves with the drums instead of smearing them. Quick practice plan, 10 to 15 minutes. Import one field recording. Build your bass chain. EQ 8 into saturator into auto filter into echo into reverb into utility. Make a 2-bar riser. Filter up, widen slightly more reverb, hard cut it impact. Make a 1-bar downlifter, reverse, filter down, fade out. Place the riser on bars 15 to 16. Place the downlifter on bar 32 or 48. Then bounce a 16-bar loop and do 3 listens. Headphones, very low volume and mono. Low volume is a reality check. If the transition still reads quietly, it's probably shaped well and not relying on cheap loudness. One last workflow tip. Once something works, commit it. Freeze and flatten the riser and downlifter. Printed audio lets you do clean fades, reverse tails, and tiny edits without juggling a bunch of automation. It also pushes you to make decisions, which is the real skill. Alright, recap. Field recordings become smoky late night DNB transitions through a simple formula. High pass to make room, add a touch of grit. Automate a filter sweep. Add dark echo and reverb. Automate width for lift. Then cut hard at the impact. If you tell me what your field recording is, like rain, subway platform, street ambience, club, hallway, and whether your drop is liquid roller or heavier and neuro-ish, I can suggest exact automation curves and a signature processing move to make your transitions feel like your personal stamp.